Okay, we're going to start off today looking at that presentation on logical if structures, and then we're going to start the in-class logic exercises and see how far we get. If we get through the first 10, then the assignment doesn't include the first 10. If we get through the first 20, the assignment doesn't include the first 20. So we'll see how far we get and if we can get through the whole thing and maybe continue them on Thursday if we get far enough. So I'm going to look at this presentation on logical if structures. So I would bring it up so that you have it. Okay. Basically, what we're going to talk about is how an if statement works. And then on Thursday, we'll get to talking about how loops work and that sort of thing. So, we start out, and it's showing flowchart segments and pseudocode segments. This is a flowchart, this is pseudocode. And they're asking the same question. And the question is amount greater than 5,000? And if it is, I want to do a calculation and store it in answer. So I do the calculation and I assign it to answer. So I always put the place where I want the result to be on the left and the work that I want to do on the right. And I do the work and then assign it to the place where I want to store the answer. Okay, this one does not have anything to do if I get a no to the question, and so there's no else in there. It just stops, because all I want to do is, if it is greater than 5,000, I have something to do. If it's not greater, I have nothing to do. So there's no else there. Okay. The next one has an else. So I said, if amount is greater than 5,000, do one thing, else do another thing. And in my pseudocode, I have an if, an else, and an end if. And if you line them up underneath each other, they just tend to be a lot easier to read and follow, especially when you add extra ones in there. Okay. This is an and relationship. I'm saying if inventory code equals A and amount is greater than 5,000, I want to move OK to message. If I get a no to either one of those questions, I have nothing to do. So you don't see any else's there. But I ask the first question. And if the first question is true, I ask the second. And here it is in the pseudocode. If the first question is true, ask the second. If the second is true, do something. Okay? And in pseudocode, it's fine to say move OK to message. I might have also written that as message and then the equal sign and then move OK. Notice I made a mistake here in that I didn't close the quotes on OK, but it really doesn't matter in pseudocode. It didn't matter if I didn't put those quotes in at all. Pseudocode is just what I said, pseudocode, which is, it's kind of notes for when you write the real thing. And so if you don't have the quotes, you don't have the quotes. But you better remember them for the real thing. Okay, when you write the code in the program, yeah.
So remember the quotes
today? Remember to use them. When you write it for a program, you've got to remember to have the quotes there. But in pseudocode, because pseudocode is just kind of, this is what you need to do. It doesn't get, it's not in trouble if I don't write the close quote. In fact, if I don't write the quotes at all. And you'll see that missing quote in a few of these others because copy and paste is a wonderful thing. Okay, and I copied and pasted the problem. Okay, number five. Okay. That's what, this one, there we go. This one is saying, okay, I have a situation where this has to be true and this has to be true, and I want to put out a message. So I can write these as a compound. I can say, if inventory code equals A, and amount is greater than 5,000, we will pay the message. So I can write those as a compound, because I want both of them to be true. So I can write them as separate if statements, or I can write them as a compound or nested if. Okay, so I can put out the compound. And you certainly saw the compound when we were doing it in Access. And you were writing the SQL in Access where you'd say this and this. So you saw the compound there. Okay, now I have got else's on this. So I am saying, if inventory code equals A, drop down and ask the next question. If amount is greater than 5,000, then move OK to message. But then I have to deal with the else's. Because if amount is not greater than, I want to move problem to message. So I have an else move problem to message. And then I end that if. So if you look at it, this end if goes with that. I end that if. Then I say else, and this end if ends over here. Okay. So notice how that indenting works. If the code is equal to A, then I am asking a whole separate question inside here. Okay. If it's an A, I'm asking that whole separate question. That whole separate question is right there. And I'm asking that whole separate question. If it's not equal to A, then I drop down. If it's not equal to A, I drop down to that else, and then that end if. So I drop down to that else. Only if it's equal to A do I ask the question in the middle. So if it's equal to A, I ask the question in the middle. Now this can be written as a compound. And the reason I can write it as a compound is that both of these are the same. These are the same. That means that I can write it as a compound. If inventory code equals A and amount is greater than 5,000, move OK to message. Else, it doesn't matter which no I got, I want to do the same thing. So I can say else, move problem to message. But it's the same thing. If those had been different messages, I couldn't do a compound. I can only do a compound because they're the same message. Does that make sense? Ask questions if you have them. Anybody got a question? I'm not that clear all the time, so there should be questions floating around. Okay. This one is asking, if code equals A and amount greater than 5,000, I've seen that before, move OK. And if amount is not greater than 5,000, move problem. Can this be done as a compound?
Why?
So, the messages are the same.
That's right.
In one case, I want to move problems. In this case, I want to do nothing. So they're not the same. They're not the same, so no compound. Compound and nested. Okay? Because I want to do different things. In one case, I want to move problem to message. And in one other case, if it's not A, I want to do nothing. And so since they're different, I can't make this into a compound. It's perfectly fine to code it the way I've coded it, but I can't make it into a compound. What about this one? Can I make this into a compound? No, why?
Because the two no conditions are different.
Right.
These are different. So I can't make it into a compound because they're different. So when I write the compound, I say, if inventory code equals A and amount is greater than 5,000, move okay, else, and then I stop. What do I put in the else? In one situation I want one thing in the else, in another situation I want another thing in the else, so I can't do it because I don't have anything to put in the else. Okay, now I'm getting into an or. Okay, so I'm saying inventory code has to be A. And if it is, I'm fine. I put out okay message. If it's not, I've got a second chance. Okay, so this is my second chance. It's an or. So if either one of them is true, I'm going to move OK to message. So with an OR, I say, if inventory code equals A, do what I want to do. Else, ask the second chance question. If amount is greater than 500, move OK. Then I don't have anything to do if it's not, so I end the if and end the if.
So, what do you think? Do you think I could make this into a compound or?
Does it have the same rules at the end?
Say that again?
Does it have the same rules?
I'm not sure what you mean by rules. Right, so does that mean it can be made a compound?
Are you asking?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Since both of those are the same, it can be, because I can phrase it as if inventory code equals A or amount is greater than 5,000. And there is where I did that. So I'm saying if inventory code equals A or amount is greater than 5,000, move OK to message. So that works. Okay, it's basically saying if either one or the other is true, I'm moving OK to message. If those move OK to message had been different, if I said move OK to message on this one and said something different down here, then it couldn't be a compound. Okay, come on. It couldn't be a compound. But since the message is the same, what I'm basically saying there is I don't care which is true. One of them has to be true. I don't care which one. So I'm moving okay to message if one of them is true. Okay. Now this one is saying, okay, if I get a no to both of them, I'm going to move problem to message. Okay, in the last one, I didn't do anything if I got a no to both of them. Here I'm saying, if inventory code equals A, move okay to message. Else, if it doesn't, ask this entire question inside. Is amount greater than 5,000, move okay to message. Else, move problem to message. And then I end the inner if, and I end the outer if. Okay. I did those in color just to make it clear which ones go with which. So please notice that. Okay, so this one can be made a compound, because I said, if it's a, I think we got the wrong one. Or I got the wrong one. There it is. If either of those are true, I move okay. If I get a no to both of them, I move problem. So if I get a no, and both of them are a no, then I drop down to the else, and I just say we've got a problem because neither of them were true. Can this one be a compound?
No.
No. Why?
Because B2 yes statements are different.
That's right. I can't say if inventory code equals A and or this because the results are different. So I have to code them separately. Okay? So because these are different, I can't have a compound. Those are different. Okay, and number 14. Okay. This is the situation. Actually, I think I skipped one. 14 is where I want to be. Okay. So here I'm saying I want inventory code to be an A. If it's not, I'm out of here. I do nothing. If inventory code is an A, then I want one of these two things to be true. Either one of them is fine. And I will do the same thing because I don't care which one is true. So I start out and I write the code as if inventory code equals A. And then I write if amount first is greater than 5,000, move OK to message. Else, second chance. Is amount second greater than 200? If it is, move okay to message. Okay, If it's not, I have nothing to do on that no, so there's no else. And I end all three ifs. Okay. You who I sent back the second access, pay attention to this set here, because some of you got something wrong on the second access, and I sent it back this weekend. And it was this situation, where one thing has to be true, and either of two others. Notice how I wrote this up here. I wrote condition one and parenthesis condition two or condition three. And that's because ands are resolved before ors. So if I didn't put the parenthesis in, it would say condition one and condition two. Or just condition three. When I put the parenthesis in, it reads it as condition one and either condition two or condition three. So this reads as condition A and either of those. So I could turn it into a compound and say condition A and either of those. Okay, because condition A has to be true and either of the other two options have to be true. Either of them. So this could be turned into a compound. And if you look at the next slide, it's got if inventory code equals A, and amount first is greater than 500, or amount second is greater than 200, move OK to message, and if. So it could be turned into a compound, but I needed the parenthesis. Okay, as I said there, we want the logic to be inventory code equals A, and either amount first greater than 500 or amount second greater than 200. To do this, we need to change the order of operations so that the two things in the OR are grouped together. We do that by using parentheses. So it reads it as if inventory code equals A and either of the other two are true. That parenthesis can be read like an either. Questions? Because this is going to come back to haunt you, I promise. So ask questions if it doesn't make sense now. Okay. Another way I could have written this, which, by the way, will you guys start this? Another way I could have written this is just ask the question about inventory code, drop down to the next line, and said if either of these are true. If amount first is greater than 5,000 or amount second is greater than 200, move OK to message. Okay? So it could be written that way, broken up that way, and that works as well. If I wanted to have it without parentheses, it would be different. It would say inventory code equals A, and amount first greater than 500, move OK. If amount first isn't greater than 500, ask about amount second. Okay? But if code is an A, I also ask about amount second. Because amount second stands alone. So if the first two things aren't true, I ask about amount second. And if inventory code is not A, I ask about amount second. Because it stands alone, and these two will put together. Those two will put together, And the third thing stood alone because I didn't have any parentheses. Does that make sense?
What?
It didn't make sense. Okay. If inventory code is not A, I have to go to the thing that stands alone and ask it. If inventory code is A, and the amount is not greater than 500, I have to go to the thing that stands alone and ask it. So either way, I have to go to the thing that stands alone and ask it. Now, what I would suggest doing for that one would be switching the order that you ask them. So if I ask about the thing that stands alone first, is amount second greater than 200? If it is, move OK to message. Otherwise, it's got to be these two together. And if I ask it like that, it's a lot more straightforward. I ask about the thing that stands alone first and get that out of the way. And if that isn't true, then I ask about the group thing of inventory code equals A and amount first greater than 500. So that's just an easier way of coding it. Nothing wrong with the other way, it's just this is a little easier. Okay, in this one I have put in a error message. If, and I put in different positive messages. So on this one, I can't compound. Because if inventory code equals A, and amount first is greater than 500, I want to write one message. Else, if amount second is greater than 200, I want to write a second message. And if it's not, I want to write out problem as a message. So these have different messages floating all over the place. So I have to write them separately. And the last one, I put in a message over if inventory code equals A, no. So notice this one, and notice how the ifs go. I start out with inventory code equals A. I drop down to this one and say, is amount first greater than 500? If it is, I write out a message. Else, I drop down and ask this whole thing. And every if has an else here. If the A is not true, I drop all the way down here to ask the else, and I put the move code problem to message. So the structure of this takes a little bit of thought. And I suggest you honestly look at these at some point in your spare time and make sure you're comfortable with them. Questions? Okay. We're going to move on and do an exercise then. So bring up the in-class logic, which is going to get into doing some of these things. Okay. So here I'm working with both a flowchart and pseudocode. And I'm doing a whole program. I haven't got into loops yet, so I'm just doing it once. But it is a whole program, nevertheless. So the first thing I do in my program is I declare the variables that I'm going to use. So there is a series of variables, areas that I want to set up in memory that I'm going to use. And then I drop down and say, okay, now input ID number, name, paper hour, and hours worked. So those four things go in as variables. Okay, I'm taking in those four data and those four things are going to be variables. Then I said, okay, now do a calculation. Calculate pay equals pay per hour times hours worked. So I'm taking pay and multiplying pay per hour times hours worked and putting it into pay. And then, if you look over here, you can see I declared the variables, I inputted them, and I just did that calculation in the pseudocode. Then I said, okay, we're going to take away 20% for whatever. Taxes, savings plans, whatever they are, we're taking 20% away. So pay times 0.8 is what's left. Because I took 0.2 away, so 0.8 is left. So pay after is pay times 0.8. And then I want to put out the ID number, the name, the pay, and the pay after. And then I want to stop. So let's say that the person that inputted these things. Okay, so there's the ID number, there's the name, there's the pay per hour, and there's the hours worked. Okay. So what is the output going to be? I want the output. When see my sign down here that says output? I want output to be the ID, the name, the pay, and the pay after. So that's what I want for output. So what is the data? If I put this data in, what data is going to come out as output?
The ID number will be the same.
The ID number is the same.
The name will be the same.
Yep.
The A would be 250.
John, who is it? John Doe.
500.
The pay is going to be 500, okay? So let's see. 25 times 20 is 500, right?
And then the pay after would be 400.
Would be what?
400.
400. Okay, so that's the output that would come out. Okay, so I would get, and I put commas in there. That's not necessarily that they would have commas. I just put commas in the separate. They might have commas, they might not, but I shouldn't have assumed they had commas. So that's what came out as my output. So if I follow that logic, okay, I took in those four things, and so the input took them in. I did a calculate of multiplying 25 times 20, and that gave me 500. Then I did a calculator of taking the 500 and taking 80% of it, which gave me 400. And then I said, okay, now I'll put the ID, the name, the pay, and the pay after. And those are the things that I outputted. If you go on to number 2, the difference between 1 and 2. Thank you. The difference between 1 and 2 is that instead of doing these two boxes in here, I said go do a module, a subroutine called calc pay. And when I finish that, return, come back. So it's the same as if those two boxes had been inside there. Okay. but I'm just putting them outside in a module. And we do that lots of times to contain things like calculating, but we also do it lots of times to keep the start-stop a little bit smooth and read, process, write. And that comes in much more as input, do the processing off in CalPay, and when you finish that, come on back and write it, or output it. Okay, so that's frequently the way things are done. So what would come out on this one? What would the output be?
It'd just be 400 again, right?
Well, how many things do I want for output?
You want the name, the ID number, the pay, and the pay after.
So they are?
500 and 400.
Right. So this would have been exactly the same, and that's my point, that it didn't change anything by putting the calculations in a subroutine or module. That didn't change anything. Okay, look at the third one. Do that, come up with an answer, and then we will check it. Notice number 3, here is the data that is being read in. And for number 4, that's the data that's being read in. So try it for both 3 and 4 and see what you come up with. Get the things in the input, and that will tell you what these fields are. So that's an ID number. This is a name. This is the pay code. This is the pay per hour. This is the hours worked.
And the last one is salary.
And the last one is And if anybody's bored, feel free to go on and get them all done. Has anybody got the answer for number 3?
It's going to output the ID number, her name.
Okay, so it's going to put out number 3. It's going to put out 1111, Ann Smith. And then what?
The pay is 1,000, the pay after is 800.
Right. Okay, is that what people came up with for number 3?
Yeah.
then.
Yeah. Okay. And what's number four? Somebody else.
Same thing.
What?
The same thing.
Same thing.
What else?
Because number four. Okay, now what's the difference? Number three came in with a code of S. And so it was not an H, so I got a no. So it said calculate pay equals salary divided by 52, which gave me 1,000. So their pay was 1,000, and 80% of their pay was 800. With problem four, it came in with an H, and then I said, okay, calculate pay as pay per hour times hours worked, which is 25 times 40, which was 1,000. And then when I said, okay, now calculate pay after, it gave me 800. So notice that the pay code being H meant one calculation. The pay code being over here made a different calculation, being S. But after that first calculation, they both came together to take 80% of the pay. And then the module was done, and they returned and put out the output. Any questions on this? The next one is number five. 5, 6, and 7. Now, with these from here on out, what you're putting out is a message. I didn't ask for a calculation. I asked you to put out a message. So the message says either message cut 3% or message cut 5% or message cut 7%. So you're putting out a message, not a calculation. So go through these 5, 6, and 7 and come up with the answers that you think it would give you. And then we will do them. Feel free to talk to the person next to you. It's fine. I just want you to figure it out. And if you're done and bored, move on and get the whole assignment done. Then you can be bored at the end.
business.
How many of you got all three of these done? Okay, we're looking pretty good. So what's number five? Okay, 7 does he say? Okay, so cut 7% message. And that would be that I come in and the department is greater than 15, because it's 22. 22 is greater than 15. And the budget is $500,000, and so the budget is greater, is $600,000, which is greater than $500,000. So the message cut is 7%. What about the next one?
5%.
That would be cut 5%, because the department is still greater than 15, but the budget is not greater than $500,000. So it goes over there and does cut 5%. What about the last one?
3%.
Because the department is not greater than 15, so I immediately go and do the cut 3%. Okay. Try the next one. Next slide. Yeah.
For number 18, if it's like not equal, or if it's not it's less than 20, do we just display nothing?
Okay, where's number 18?
No, not the second.
Yeah. I don't think there's any else.
There's nothing to do, right?
No,
there's a couple of those that have basically nothing to do.
All right.
Yeah. No, if you're in class, as far as we get, you don't have to hand in. But it's when we stop, you got to hand in the rest.
So how do we hand in? Just like a paper?
I just would put it on an email. You can hand it as a paper, but
just
an
like,
email.
Yeah, just like, because like I'm doing the work on like a paper.
Right, but all I want to know is what message it is, so okay. You can just put that in an email.
Okay.
So we're at 8, 9, and 10, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How many have got 8, 9, and 10 done? Okay, looks again like most of you do. Okay, so what's 8? Okay, that means quiet, please. My turn. Okay, what is 8?
6%.
6%. And the reason is, the only question I'm asking here is, is department greater than 15? And it's 20, so 20 is greater than 15, so I'm going to get 6%. If it's a no, I've got a second chance. Is the budget greater than 500,000? So what is 9 going to be?
3%.
Because it is not, department is not greater than 15. And budget is not greater than 500,000, it's 400,000. So I'm going to get 3%. And what's the last one going to be?
4%.
Because the department is not greater than 15, but the budget is greater than 500,000. So I'm going to get the 4% message. Any questions on these? Do the next 3. Or actually the next 4. As far as we get, as I said, you don't have to pass in. Wherever we stop, you have to pass in the rest. If we get through the whole thing, it's all done.
I would just display nothing as a, because it doesn't say display anything. Because there's nothing to display.
Right. But I don't remember. What does it say?
I think it just says child.
Yeah, no, I said you didn't have to. I mean, if I actually asked for the output, I asked for a lot of output. And I basically decided you understood the logic if you knew what cut it was, and that's what I care about. Okay, I don't know how fast you're moving through these. Where are you?
I'm at...
No, I don't care. Long past 14, why would I put it?
That's the output.
Okay, what is 11? 11 is 3. So let's see. Is department greater than 15? No. So it immediately throws it out and gives you the 3%. What about 12?
5%.
Okay, so the 12 is greater than 15. The budget is not greater than 500,000, but the spent is greater, so you get the 5%. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. The next one is what?
5% as well.
Okay. The next one is 5% as well, and what is 14?
4%.
Okay. So neither the the department is greater than 15, but neither the budget nor the spent is greater, and so it's 4%. Okay, so do 15 and that group. Okay, so we're now getting into pseudocode as opposed to a flowchart. Okay, has everybody finished up through 17? As I said, I don't care. Okay, so what is number 15?
7%.
7%. Because it comes in, is the department less than 20? No, it is 20. So it takes the else. Is the budget greater than 350? Yes, it is. So it's cut 7%. What's 16? 5%. Because right away, department is less than 20. So that means cut 5%. And what is 17? 6%. And sometimes they trick you and they give something twice. Okay. So in that case, the department is not less than 20. The budget is not greater than 350,000. And so I get the cut 6%. Okay, so move on to 18. Okay, are we through those?
Yeah.
We're through those? Okay, what's 18?
No output.
No output. Because the department is 20. 20 is not less than 20. But there's no else. So it just drops out. So there's no output. Yeah.
So wouldn't you just output the variables as they were entered in to begin with without a message at the end?
Yeah, that's what I basically meant by no output, yes.
What was that? I didn't know.
All of the stuff could be put out except for the message, but since I said you could consolidate these now and just show me the message and not show me the other stuff, then all I care about is there's no output for the message. But there is output. Not a blank screen. It would actually give the ID number, location, department, budget, spent, and then when it came to message, it would be nothing. Okay, so that's what I mean by no output, is no output in the message field. But there, and I basically, saving you the writing, said the only thing you had to show me was the message field. But yes, all the rest of it would come out. So there's no message. What about 19? What about 19?
6%.
6%. Because 19 is saying, is the department less than 20? Yes, it is. Is budget greater than 350? No, it's not. So I'm getting 6%. What about 20?
No output.
No output again. Because the department is not less than 20, and so it just drops out. That makes the argument of, if you're doing good code, everything should have an else, okay? Better to write out no output than to just let it happen. Because people, when they don't see any output, question the validity of what's going on. And so it's better to always have an else. Okay, do the next three, or four, or whatever it is. Yeah.
You prefer to just paste the answers in an email or send you a text file?
Oh, I prefer an email because then I don't have to open it. But actually, a text file usually just consolidates onto this email anyway.
Oh.
So it doesn't much matter. And at this point, you're not going to have to mail me much of anything, if anything. Because if you're here and sign the attendance sheet, then it's a checkoff.
Oh, so if I have them all done. Do you
congratulations.
So I don't have to send it?
Well, any you have to send that we don't get to today. So if we stop at 23, then you got to send me 24 through 30.
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
Okay? So everybody, we're going to get through 23 at least, so nobody has to send anything up through 23. And we'll see where we go. Okay, we've got, if I stop talking, we'll probably make it. Okay, so we've got 10 minutes to get through them. Where are we? 21, 22, 23? Are people comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Yeah? I'm looking for more yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'll take it, yes. All right, 21 is what? Okay, so I said if department's less than 20, it's not. Is budget greater than, so what is the percent?
5.
Okay, yeah, it's 5. I went the wrong way. I was looking ahead. Okay, and 22 is what?
6.
Because it's not greater, the department is less than 20. And it's not greater than 350,000, and so it is cut 6%. And what is the last one? Another 5%. Okay. So this one is the same as the last one, except that I added in the else. Other than that, it's the same as the last one. Okay, so 24 next. Okay, most people got that one figured? Okay. So, what's 24?
7%.
Okay. So, 24, department is less than 20, so it drops down and asks about budget. And budget is greater than 350,000, so I'm going to get 7%. What about number 25?
No output.
Pardon?
No output.
No output. Because department is not less than 20, and this doesn't have an else, so it just drops right out. What about 26?
6%.
Okay. With 26, I've got the department is less than 20, right?
Yes.
Is the budget greater than 350?
No.
No. Is the spent greater than 250? Yes. So I get what? 6%, right? The spend is greater than 250, so I think everybody said cut 6%. Okay, let's do the last group. There are two 27s there and no 28, so the obvious thing is that one of those 27s should be a 28. Do those last four. Which means you don't have to send me anything. We're basically close to the end, so I'm going to talk with you through this one so that we actually get it done. So 27 is what? What is 27?
4%.
4%. Well, we'll see. I haven't done yet. If department is less than 20, okay, it's not less than 20, right? So what does that mean?
You go over the
else.
So I go over the department less than 20. So I go down and what? It's the 4%. Sorry, yep. Okay, because 21 is not is less than 20, not less than 20. So I take the outs and get the 4%. Okay, 27 again is what?
5%.
Right, I think. I haven't done it yet. Okay, so if the is less than 20, and it is the budget greater? No, it isn't, so I take the outs. Is the spent greater? No, it isn't. So I drop down to the 5%, right? Okay, 29. Is the department less than 20?
Yes.
Is the budget greater than 350?
No.
So I take the outs. Is the spent greater than 250?
Yes.
So I get the 6%, right? And on the last one, the department is less than 20. The budget is not greater than the 350, so I ask about the spent. The spent is not greater than 250, so what is it? 5%.
Okay. So, if you were here today and signed the attendance sheet, this is checked off for you. You don't have to send me anything. Okay? If you weren't here today, people on the recorder, then you have to send it to me.